Hello, guys. It is Eddie, and we are back with you. I am sorry for our delay. We had a little technical difficulty here because got Matt with us this week here in Texas, and he and I are in the same room, and we sound like we were creating renditions of with a steel guitar. So, got that resolved. Oh, it's echoing now.
Say again?
It's echoing now. All right. So anyway, Matt's with us. He's muted himself so that we don't have a bleed over here. Charles, you with us?
I'm with us. How are you, Eddie? Welcome back.
Welcome back to America, huh?
Welcome back to America. Yeah, we missed you for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, about two. I was
glad to have you back.
I was in California about 2.5 weeks. I think I packed my luggage. I counted 9 times.
Wow.
That's
you just need to keep suitcases packed.
Yeah. So anyway, it was fun, but glad to be home. And we have our most special, special guest with us today, Mr. Mangan.
We do. We have another guest here today.
Seriously, seriously, one of my very favorite people in the whole world, Mr. Ralph Marshall.
How you doing, buddy?
Military hero, airline pilot, note buyer extraordinaire, and super dad.
Thanks, buddy. Great to be here.
All true. By the way,
yeah. Oh, man. Good stuff, buddy.
All right, so you came, Ralph, you came today to share a little news with us.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Right, so I'm gonna try to get Matt to flip the switch here and hand you the boards, and you're going to tell us some great new information on the horizon.
Yes, sir. I will definitely. I'm really, really excited to be part of this. And as you all know, we've started registration with Notes Direct, our new online trading platform. And it is pretty powerful and pretty phenomenal. There's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes to make this work. It is pretty impressive when you see all these moving pieces coming together. But I think in the end, it's going to be really great for all of us to really be able to buy and sell these assets and see them on there and get a better feel for it. And as we know, sometimes working with spreadsheets can be a little bit tough, and working with Dropbox and all those other things can make it a little bit challenging. And I think this will be much more efficient for everyone, and people will know exactly what's available and what's not. And it really is, it's an exciting time here at Note School and Colonial Funding Group. It's one of the most exciting times I've been a part of, to be honest. So what I wanted to show you all tonight was just basically the registration part of Notes Direct, and kind of what happens and what comes and goes and that type of thing with the emails and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to move my screens around, so I hope I don't make anybody dizzy. If I do, Matt, please let me know, and I'll stop that. Now, we have invited everyone in the Note School database to register at notesdirect.com. So what I'm showing here first on this screen, and I think you guys can see this. I hope you can. It is the email that comes from Notes Direct, and really what it is just an invitation. This system is by invitation only, and you have to go through a registration process to get onto the site. This is for security. This is for protecting personal information of the borrowers. So it really is an important couple steps. So I wanted to go through that with you tonight, Eddie, and just kind of talk about the different things and maybe go over a couple different features of Notes Direct, and then turn the call back over to you guys. That sound good?
That's perfect. What I'm going to get you to do, Ralph, if I can, is to make your screen full size in the middle.
Okay. I will do that. And then I'll make the font bigger if I can. How's that?
Beautiful. Perfect.
Okay. So this is just a generic email that you'll receive from notesdirect.com. And sometimes this gets caught in people's spam filter. So I'm going to give you the actual email address this is coming from. The email address this is coming from is donotreply@notesdirect.com. Again, it's donotreply@notesdirect.com. So you may want to check your spam filter if you've not received your invitation yet. Again, we've sent all these out. Now, this may be basic to a lot of you folks out there when it comes to setting this type of stuff up, so I apologize if I'm kind of going a little bit basic, but it'll help us out here in the long run, I think. So this is what the address is. It's donotreply@notesdirect.com, and you'll get a link just like this. So all you got to do is there's a couple of steps. First, you will click on this link that takes you to Notes Direct right here. And before you do that, you want to copy or write down this code somehow. So for me, I'm just going to go ahead and copy this activation code, because this is what you're going to need to register. You're going to need your email address and your registration code, and you'll see it here in a second. So I copied that to the clipboard. I go to Notes Direct, and there I am. So now, the address I used for this, I just want to verify I have the correct address. Yep, okay. Address I used was marscap@me.com. And now I'm going to paste that registration code and hit continue. And now it brings up the website for the registration. Pretty basic stuff. A lot of the things that we've kind of filled in for you already, like the name of the company, the phone number that we have on file, and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and just start putting in this information here. And it's just basic stuff. And I'm just making stuff up here because this is a kind of a dummy account. And it's 94563, something like that. And now you can see on here, anything with a little asterisk by it is something that you have to fill out. It's a required field. Everything else is not. Now, moving down the page here, you'll see your purchasing entity, and you'll say my name here or whatever your name is that you actually want your documents to be signed, and also your title. So your member, or you could be the president, or whatever it is for you. Now, if you have an IRA account, you can also put that account number here as well, and that'll help you when the documents are printed up for the title and all those different things that go through it. Now, come down here, and you have your password. You can put one in there, and I already had one saved to the clipboard, so I don't have to do this more than once and not waste people's time. So I'm going to just do that again real quick. And there we go. So you can come up with this password as you're doing it on the fly. I use a program that helps me create my own passwords, but it's up to you guys, however you want to do that. And then you just pick your security name, your security question, and your pet's first name. I'll just put our old cat, Dudley. And then, am I a principal or a broker? And I'm going to go ahead and put a principal. And then finally, am I an accredited investor? And if you wonder what the definition of an accredited investor is, you can click on this link, and it'll actually take you to the website of the SEC for an accredited investor. And then you can go here and click yes or no if you are or not sure, and then click on that.
And you don't have to be an accredited investor to buy, though, do you, Ralph?
No, sir, you do not. You do not. I'm getting a comment that the page is a little small. Can you make it a little bigger? Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can make that your full page. That would be helpful instead of it being a sub page.
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. Okay, so no, you do not need to be an accredited investor, but this is just one of the information that we have in the system about folks. Then next is your preferences. Now, these are not what you're going to be limited to. It's more of just letting us know that what you all want or what you are looking for. So when you're looking for assets and when you're looking to buy assets, it's not going to stop you. Like if I only pick residential, but then for some reason there's a mobile home and land or a multifamily on there that's actually that I'd like, well, nothing is going to stop you from looking at that and buying that asset. So this is more of just letting us know what's out there. So what I like to do, I just select all. Now, but you can select what you'd like. The ideal values, you're going to do bulk or single, the capital that you have to deploy, and what you're willing to buy, what you're looking at, what lien positions. Can select those, and then finally what states you're interested in, and you can pick all those as well. And then finally, which zip codes, you don't have to put anything here. And to be honest, anything on this page that doesn't have an asterisk, you don't have to fill in. So we would like you to, because then we can know what you're looking for and what you like and what you don't like. But again, if you don't put any zip codes, don't worry about it. It's not a problem. And then finally, we hit continue. And now it comes to a non-disclosure agreement. Now, this is definitely an eye test for us, and I apologize for that. Now, a lot of you folks have already filled out non-disclosure agreements. We're going to have everyone redo it, one, to reemphasize the fact that non-disclosure agreements are extremely important, as we all know. And also, we want to have a clean slate when we're starting with this new system, that we have a new copy for everybody. It does not take long. But again, please just review the document, make sure you understand what you're signing, and we'll go through to the end here for that. This has digital signatures, which is really nice. So that I will come down here, and I have checked, I've read and agreed to the terms, and I click on that, and then I type my name.
And basically it just says, don't do it and don't even think about it.
Exactly. You got it, bud. And then we hit continue. And it's a pending approval. So now I'm going to be the man behind the curtain over here and approve myself. So hold on 1 second while I do that.
You're like the Wizard of Oz, aren't you?
I am. That's all right. So now I'm going to click on that, and I should be getting an email shortly. So now I'm going to give everybody a quick little eye test here, or stop the eye test. And we'll see if this email should be coming in here any moment now. And waiting for the magic email. Okay. As you can hear it go bing, bing, bing. And it's showing that I have registered. And now I'm waiting for my email to show on. Of course, it doesn't show up. It's like watching a pot boil, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's at 211.
211.
211 is not boiling, but it's really hot.
That's right. Okay, here we go. Your account has been approved. Hooray. I passed the test, Eddie. I passed the test. All right. Now I can log in. And now, Lee, and this is the next email you get that you get from notesdirect.com. Again, do not reply at notesdirect.com telling you that you've been approved. And now you can begin looking for assets, basically, looking for different loans or properties if you're looking for REOs and that type of thing. Now, during this whole process, if you have any questions or need help with the registration, please contact Riley at info@noteschool.com. And he'll reach out back to you and answer any questions that you may have and that type of thing. So let's log in, Eddie. You want to do that, bud?
Yes, do it.
All right.
A couple of questions, Ralph, we've had already.
Yes.
One
yes,
of
sir.
Which is a great question, and that is Joe LeCount says, hey, I buy my company name, my IRA names, different entities. Is that going to be okay?
Yes, you can, and that's one of the great new features of Notes Direct is that we're going to have the ability to have multiple entities under your username. So I can go into that if you'd like on here, or we can do that at a later date. But yes, that can be done, and that's a great question.
Okay, got it.
All right, and now I will log in, and here it is, Notes Direct. Now, this is the main page that you come to. When you first get on the site, and basically it's an asset search, and right now there are no assets on the site available for anybody to view. So if you're looking for assets, or you're out there going, whoa, what happened, I don't have that, well, there's nothing on here. Now you can pick different asset types if you'd like, and just hit this button for search right down here in the middle of the screen, or you just hit search, the search button, and it searches everything. And as you can see, search results, there's nothing here that's listed right now. Now, on this site, there is some good information that I believe. It's searching assets. That's pretty straightforward. But how to buy assets, if you click on that, it talks about the process that you use to go through and buy assets, performing your due diligence, offers accepted, offers not accepted, etc. And it just kind of walks you through the process. Again, basic stuff, but it gives you a visual representation of the process and how to buy assets. We also have our frequently asked questions section. So please go through that, take a look, and see what you think. And if you have any questions or whatever, we'll be glad to help you. One great thing that's built into Notes Direct is a way to communicate with us without using email. So what you would do is if you want to contact us via Notes Direct, you can use this Contact Us up here in the upper right-hand corner. You click on it, and you say, hello, and then this is great, and we appreciate the compliments, and you hit send, and away it goes. Now, what happens is we get this back at Colonial, and then we will send you a reply, and you will get a notification in your email that you have a comment back. This will also work when back and forth when we're buying assets. You can actually put messages on different assets and that type of thing. So that's what that's for. Now let's go to the My Account home. And here is all those contracting offers if you had them, closing deals if you had them. And then if you hit here, there's more completed, canceled offers. And really, this is what I'm just showing you, just kind of bouncing around the site looking at different stuff. Now here's, it was Joe, I believe, Eddie, that had that question?
Right.
Okay, purchasing entities. It's right under My Account. You click on that. And now I can create a new purchasing entity right here on this page. So here's where I would click it. And then this is where you can put in your new information for the next entity. And that's it. Pretty straightforward. And when we do more training here in the future, we're going to show you how to pick the entity that you're using. When you're buying a loan, it's pretty easy. You just pull it from a drop-down menu and it fills in all the blanks automatically. It's really nice. And then the rest is just passwords and securities if you want to change your password and that type of stuff. If you wanted to review your NDA again, you would go to My Documents, and there's your signed non-disclosure agreement. You can just download it here and put it on your computer if you want and take a look at it there. And other than that, those are pretty much the big picture stuff that I wanted to show you all tonight, Eddie, unless there's something else you'd like to see, bud.
One question we've had, or actually a couple of people on the side is talking about, what if they want to look at more like a spreadsheet format?
Yes, that is not available at this time. That will be available in the next iteration. But we are working on that, trying to get that incorporated into the next version. So as of right now, that is not possible. But it will be, we hope, within the next couple months, if not sooner.
Right. So this is the new way that you're going to review assets.
And, that's it.
We have, Ralph, is it a fair statement to say we have hundreds of hours behind this?
Yes. With all of the people involved. Yes, most definitely.
So,
most definitely.
Yes, we did take what used to be available on the Halo site, and that was the bones of where we started, but this is a far more robust operation.
It is. It's superior in many ways, not just the systems that we put in where you have multiple entities and all that type of stuff. The good thing is that we are running this system. So when the product is on there, it's our product. And so you'll get your questions answered. You'll get the information you need as quickly as we can. And the quality control will be second to none. As we know, there's other websites out there that put product on there that maybe is not the best, and sometimes the pricing may be a little bit crazy. You know, 110% of UPB, you know, I'll pay that, right, Eddie? Or, you know, par for loans? Yeah, sure. I think we've got a great product here, my friend. I'm really excited.
Okay, so you're going to be at Summer Summit.
Yes, sir, I am.
And you are getting these guys logged in for a reason.
Yes, we are at the Summer Summit.
So this isn't like you're going to just like, oh, well, that's cool, but I'll wait to Summer Summit, right? That's probably not going to be the right thing to do.
That is definitely not the right thing to do, because there are a lot of folks in our database, and it does take time to approve people, and you don't want to miss out on when the assets are being released. We are shooting for them to be released on this website just after the Summer Summit, so the following Titanium Thursday. That's obviously subject to technical things if things are going right, which they are, but you never know when you have really a big machine like this. But that's kind of what we're shooting for, so you do not want to wait and get in there and get registered as quick as you can.
So you are going to, at Summer Summit, you're going to, like, go through, like, all the back back curtains and what they look like and give them an idea of what assets will look like.
Exactly. We're going to go through actually purchasing assets. We're going to go step by step going through it and the process and see what the different pages look like and how we can do different things and answer questions. It's going to be great because you're going to get to see really what this system can do for us and seeing all the data that it does provide us.
So really quick, guys, just to answer, like, we've already had like 50 questions on here, Ralph. So let me just
oh my goodness.
Okay. Yep. We spent a lot of money getting the processing dashboard system that Halo had developed. Okay. And then we worked with them in an online platform to push these notes out. And there is a lot behind the scenes that does it. But this is real time. As fast as you can blink your eyes, if something changes on the asset in the system, it changes on the bedside.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of things that we really did. So I'm not going to give ourselves brain damage answering all your questions. Not that they're not good, but it's just we've been working on this for 6 months basically, and
yes.
We've been pushing it out. We're beta testing it right now with a select group of folks, and by Summer Summit you're going to have it up and rolling. And show us how it works, and people say, when am I going to be looking at assets? And we're going to say, you need to be registered before Summer Summit. You're going to be looking at assets on there beforehand, or right after that.
That's correct. You got it, boss. Okay.
Ralph is one of the top note school students I've ever trained. He actually ran the pricing desk for Colonial for about 3 years. He knows this space inside and out. He's done it. He's lived it. He's bought assets. He's sold assets. I mean, he's a savvy guy. And
good stuff, Eddie.
And we'll be talking about it, but this is a technology piece that lets us scale, and you'll be able to look at a lot more information and assets as it goes. So once again, with all that said, I'm not going to give myself the next hour and a half to try to go through and answer all your questions. Let me just give you a short answer for all you guys. This is more better for you. Okay? That's it. It's better for you. And we spent a lot of money. Am I right, Ralph?
Yes, we have.
We have spent a lot of money making this better for you. We have fulfilled a substantial commitment to you. And as this thing morphs, you're going to see and understand all the benefits of that. Okay?
Yes,
Ralph,
yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to let you go because we got some specific questions tonight, but I appreciate you coming on here and telling us about it.
Yes, sir. My pleasure, man.
All right. See you soon.
All right. You guys have a good night.
All right. So Ralph is gone. So all of the good questions we had about this site and stuff, we will Ralph will be at Summer Summit. He'll be able to answer live questions there, but this is really going to be cool and something that we really needed for you guys because as we trade more assets, we needed more scalability, and you guys frequently ask us for a lot of documentation that we just don't have available just to put as hot links on the spreadsheet, and this system really enables us to do it. And it's basically every asset we have under management, we're like, if Charles does a modification in the afternoon, boom, the modification will show up as one of the assets you review. So it's very cool as to giving you information to let you help you make an underwriting decision. You agree with all that, Mr. Mangan?
I definitely agree with it. Eddie, it's just amazing how much time it's going to save because, you know, the spreadsheets, we spend a lot of hours at the first of the month, getting those spreadsheets ready to put up on the member site. So we're very excited about this. I mean, it's definitely going to be a tool that, you know, it's going to be a great asset to everybody. And one thing Ralph mentioned, and I will mention just real quick, is that we won't have a titanium tape coming out next week because of the Summer Summit, but we will roll it out the following week in our new Notes Direct portal.
You know, Charles, I remember... God, it's probably been in the mid-1990s. One of the companies that I did business with back then was a company called Metropolitan Mortgage and Securities. guy named Bob Repash used to work there. And they had this big announcement that they were going to start initiating communication via email. And I'm like, email? Well, hell, I can fax
What's that?
I can fax them something. I can just fax them a letter. I said, why is this better than fax? I mean, when's the last time you even got a fax, Mangan?
No, I couldn't tell you, Eddie. I don't get many faxes.
So apparently it was better.
It was better.
So there's a lot of things about this system. You know, just you guys, you're gonna have, it's just different. It's different than how we did it, but we've done a lot of research, and we're excited about, you know, kind of what it's going to do in giving you guys a lot more, as Charles said, a lot more efficiency in your time and a lot more accuracy in reviewing assets. So, all right, Mr. Matt, let's go with what questions we got tonight.
First up, we've got a question from Doug, and it's a multi-layer question that's going to basically go into a about pay histories, and I'll let him kind of go into it, but just kind of the when they're not performing, when they get caught up, how to determine whether it's enough time to season it, and things of that nature. So I'll go ahead and pull Doug in, and then we'll go from there.
Hello, Eddie. This is Doug.
What's up, Doug?
I'm just we're new to this, and we're just trying to learn the system and learn how to read different documents here. So what we were looking at was an asset that was classified as a performing note, and then when we got digging into it, the payments seemed awful erratic. And so I thought, when do you consider or erratic basically becoming a performing note?
All right, well, I'm gonna let Charles take the deep dive on this, because this is obviously something he deals with a lot. But you know, subperforming is probably, Doug, its own category. You have perfectly performing, subperforming, and non-performing. Okay, and the idea, Doug, is if we classify a loan as subperforming, we believe that its chances of continuing to pay are going to be pretty good. Now, we don't guarantee that, right? But we put it in a performing note situation because, and that's why we list them in the performing note side of the business, it's paying but not perfectly. And, you know, the short answer is, if you look at the pricing on these assets, you're buying them sometimes at a non-performing note price or even slightly above a non-performing note price, but never the perfectly performing note price. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Just this particular asset was classified as a performing.
Let me make sure you understand. We're calling notes performing notes or non-performing notes within the categories that we send them out. Now, when you look at an asset itself, we'll classify that. We may have a subcategory that calls it subperforming, but we just, you know, we don't have a subperforming mentor program. So we got to decide where we're going to put it, and we put it in the performing notes side. And there was a lot of talk and thought conversation as to we went into that. Now, Matt, do you have the pay history itself? Let's pull the pay history up and let's let Charles talk about it. So this takes some theory to the deep dive, okay? Make it as big as you can there, Matthew.
All right, Doug, let's see what we got here. Matt? All right, so here we are. So, Doug, if I'm looking at this asset here, let's see here. It was due at the time of transfer. It was due for 5/1. It was due for the May 1st payment. So on 4-4, they made the April 1st payment. And then the servicing transfer could be taking place. Now then, keep in mind that there could have been a payment that could, came in during this transfer period. Okay? So the May payment may or may not have been made yet. So this is one of our assets you purchased, so you just want to make sure and just email Andrew just to see, or email me to see if, you collect, if the May payment was made in the servicing transfer period. Keep in mind, when notes transfer, payments are still collected even after you purchase the asset, and those payments are your payments, but they're not dispersed till after the transfer is completed, but the current servicer will continue to collect payments up to that transfer date of servicing. So this one here made their April payment on April the 4th. They made their March payment on March the 7th. They made their February payment on February 1st. They made their January payment on January 1st. Made December payment on December the 16th on the 1st. Made the 1st of December on the 16th of December. And made their November 1st payment on the 18th of November. So this one had some, back last year, they did have a slow pay history, it looks like. So they fell behind. And, you know, then we came back, and it looks like there was probably, they paid some payments there. It looks like they paid three payments there. So they paid some payments to catch up. There was an adjustment done. It looks like for a month of the payments to roll them forward. But for the last 6 months, they've made consistent payments on time.
And, so, and Doug, we would when we buy this asset, we're gonna buy, somebody that sells us this asset, if they get straight up six in a row, perfect pay, they're gonna call it performing.
Okay, and I see the issue here. When I was looking at buying this asset, when I clicked on the due diligence, I only had through February 1st is the last entry there. So I see that I didn't, when we clicked on the due diligence and the pay history, it only went to February.
Yeah, now you can jump up and down and you say, ha, Notes Direct really is going to help me a lot.
Exactly. That's going to be the beauty about Notes Direct. It's going to be real time, so you'll see the payments right there. So that's going to be the beauty of it. And keep in mind that, you know, pay histories and all these files are downloaded into the due diligence links. It takes a lot of time, and Notes Direct is going to be just, it's a godsend, trust me. So, sure. But this is a performing, and as Eddie was saying, you know, people hit a bump in the road sometimes. So there's really, we categorize sub-performing because there may be a slow pay somewhere in that pay history. So we'll sometimes say that's a slow pay or sub-performing because it's still a performing note. The borrowers have made, they've made an effort to get it current, or they've made a payment plan arrangement with the servicer, or they've made a deferment. So they've expressed the interest they're going to keep the property. So it's still a performing note. But because it had a slow pay in there, we will sometimes rate those as, you know, sub-performing. But like this one here is really not a sub-performing because it's paid six payments, and more than likely that May payment is here. It just hasn't transferred yet.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that. Again, I'm just trying to figure out, and going through this, where do you see when they defer a payment? What is that called?
Now, in this particular pay history, it'll show as an adjustment. So if you'll see back last year in September and October, you see two adjustments there. So there was a principal and interest payment received right there, but if you'll notice, it'll say adjustment. And if you look in the first column where it says total, there's not a dollar amount there. It just says adjustment. So that's where they made a payment, and what they may have done is made two payments, and they adjusted it for two payments. So you can tell right here they adjusted it here for two payments. You see on 11-6, they adjusted it for September and the October payments. And then you can see up here where he picked up on November the 18th, and he made his November 1st, and he's paid by clockwork since.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I can see that we just didn't have enough information to move forward on this asset.
doors.
Good question. Thanks for bringing it to the call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt.
All right. Excuse me, sorry. So next up, I do want to qualify this before we, because we've had some issues in the past, so I wanted to qualify this before we move any forward. So we've gotten to our performing loan open mic Monday, and basically here's how this is going to work from here on in. If you have a question that you would like to ask about a performing asset, or have a topic that you want to breach that it doesn't have in-depth conversation about an actual case study that we would need more information about, raise your hand or submit it into the board. If you do raise your hand, go ahead and type in a, kind of a brief description of what you want to talk about, and then we'll, as the priorities on that, we'll kind of go through and unmute and bring you into the call. So, so I just kind of wanted to. So Deborah's asking if hazard disbursement would be considered force-placed insurance.
Not always. If you're looking at pay history, they usually don't break it out by force-placed or hazard as separate. Okay, so it could say a hazard disbursement. So hazard disbursement could be force-placed. Typically, if it's a hazard disbursement, most cases, if the servicer is dispersing for if they're escrowing for the insurance that the borrower has through a company other than a force-placed company, it'll generally be a one-time payment every year. It may be a semi-annual payment every year. As to where force-placed insurance, when you see hazard disbursement, you're going to see a disbursement on a monthly basis. So generally, when you look at the pay history, every month you'll see some type of hazard disbursement, and it's going to be amount maybe $25, maybe $15, just depending on the size of loan or the policy itself. But if you see a monthly hazard disbursement, then more than likely that's going to be a force-placed insurance.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are still looking at the boards. I'm not seeing anything come through. So while we're waiting on that, I do want to make an announcement about the 30th, Monday the 30th. So next Monday's call, we are not going to have a call next Monday. Next Monday, is the week of the summer summit. So if you were planning on attending the call, well, have a great Memorial Day and enjoy the day and the evenings elsewhere. So,
all right, Matt. Matt and I are toggling our microphones. I hope you see this skilled operation over here, Mangan.
I do.
We're like,
here, got it.
We sold out the Dykes Botterford class. Yeah.
That's what
so
I heard.
Sold it out. So that means that if now we're getting people emailing us, oh my God, I was going to register for the Dykes Botterford class, and now the website says it's full. Yep. All true. God, we only told them for like 2 months to do it. Love them, but sorry. And so it's sold out, and we're just truly honest to God out of capacity. We talked to American Airlines training facility about double decking the room. Put some scaffolding up on the, kind of build a second deck up. And
put tents up by the pool.
Yeah, they're not really going for that. So Summer Summit, if you haven't registered, it'd be a great time to do it. Great time to do it, because before you get to the end of next week, you're going to read the site and it's going to go, you waited too long, you cannot register. So we're trying to manage the room. We expect a little bit of a lift this week in numbers. And so if you haven't registered, you cannot register for the Dykes Waterford class. It's just honest to God too late. You're done with that one. But you can register for Summer Summit. Megan, you can't beat the price. It's free.
Can't beat the price.
And we've got some really good stuff we're covering. Really, really good stuff we're covering. And and if you are not absolutely confirm that you're coming, you need to do that, and it will be a great experience for you, I'll promise you. So we will see you guys at Summer Summit next week. We've got a lot of vendors related to the 50-50, Notes Direct. We've got in a lot of different capacities various vendors. So let's see. What did somebody say? Got any more questions here? I'm going to cover it. You want me to cover them here real quick, Matt?
Yes. Michael has a question. He has his hand raised if you want to bring him in. And also Ralph Larson has a question also. But they're both
sure.
About force-placed insurance. So.
All right. Well, let's cover those real quick.
Hello. This can y'all hear me? This is Michael Rogers.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Looking Great. Forward to Summer Summit. I signed up, ready to go. I can't wait to get there.
Yes, sir.
So I just got my force-placed insurance documentation back from Peak Servicing, and I've already asked them the question, but they haven't replied yet, because the amount of forced insurance is far less than the BPO. Is that a problem, or what should it be?
Well, I mean, that's your choice. It's less than the BPO, but is it more than what you paid for it or what you paid for the note?
So far, yes, sir, it is. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, typically we don't force place coverage for the BPO amounts unless we're looking to cover what we've got in that note. Okay,
right.
Michael. So, of course you can. It's not saying that you can't do it, but I think an industry standard, most people may cover their UPB, but that's about the max they're going to cover. And keep in mind, of course, the more you cover, the more expensive the force place insurance is.
Most people on performing notes cover the UPB, meaning unpaid balance, and most people on non-performing notes cover kind of their cost in the deal, and that could include taxes and other things they pay. Most people don't fully insure the amount of a loan if they buy a non-performing note, but they do if they buy a performing.
Okay, that makes good sense. Well, then I'm good then. I just didn't know what that amount should be when I saw the coverage amount. I was like, because my rental properties, I cover it for what it's worth, like on appraisal value.
But
I didn't know about forced place. So okay, that's a good answer. Thanks.
All right, Matt. Let's bring in Ralph Larson. Ralph, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Doing great. You look like you had a smart question about land contracts related to the same issue.
Well, yeah, the question I had is, and I heard your comment on the insuring the unpaid principal balance, which I get. But if the property burned down and you only had enough to cover your balance, what happens to the house then? I mean, you just doze it and sell the land?
You don't care.
Okay.
I mean, forced place insurance insures is to the benefit of the lender. It's not to the benefit of the borrower.
Right. But I'm saying if you bought just a standard policy since you're on the deed.
No, it wouldn't be a standard policy. Even on a land contract, it's going to be a forced place. Forced place insurance will cover a land contract.
Okay. So you don't have the option to put your own policy on there then?
Well, once again, the reason you're doing forced place is because the borrower's not put proper insurance on it. If they put insurance on it, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had much luck as far as, I mean, if they're in forced place, maybe they're not cooperative, but having the servicing company contact the borrower and say, hey, you know, get a quote from your insurance agent. It's probably going to save you money and have better coverage.
They do that. That's the first thing. That's typically the first thing they do, Ralph, is they'll notify. They send out a letter cycle saying that we're going to force place insurance, and that, you know, this is giving you the opportunity to go get it at a, probably a cheaper rate. And if not, we're going to force place the insurance. So that's the first thing a servicer will do. They just don't take it out. They will send it. They may take it out until they hear from this borrower. But they generally will send a letter. They have to do a letter cycle saying that we're going to force place insurance if you do not provide us a copy of your deck page.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, me too. All right. I think that's it. We just have some questions about the schedule next week. So next Monday is Memorial Day. And we're going to be taking off. Mr. Mangan, maybe you and Joe are going to cover on Tuesday. Is that right?
Right. Me, Joe, or Joe and Zarina, one of us will be on that call. We'll be.
And Hudson is graduating from high school. So Matt and I are going to be, we've been asked to be officials at the graduation.
There you go.
Yeah. No, we're just going to be spectators for that sport. I asked Hudson and I if I really had to go, and he said I did, so I pretty much got that settled out of the way. and then we will take off Wednesday, Thursday, because of Summer Summit. We got people, a lot of people traveling on Wednesday, and so we have a little special event for investors in the Capital Fund next Wednesday. They're coming to the office for the Capital annual event and their the annual meeting. And then also the people that bought the dinner with Martha and I at our house, we promised them they're going to be able to come spend the afternoon with us, and we're going to do that. So next week is going to be busy, busy. And I know among that, Charles, I think y'all have the biggest acquisition month in June you've ever had.
Yep. We got a lot in that pipeline, Eddie.
So I'm looking for the airport. I'm going to try to fly out and let you guys go back to work.
Are you flying out this week?
No, I'm just kidding. But I don't want to have to.
Play. You don't have time to wash clothes.
Exactly. I'm standing by the washing machine washing for 2.5 weeks.
Exactly. Or you got Martha back there standing by that washing machine.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a great night. I'm glad to have been back with you. Those of you that are on the not forming, we'll be with you tomorrow, and we've got a really interesting little session tomorrow evaluating a very large note, about a $2 million note, so it should be some fun. We'll talk about it. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.